Blackstone Audio presents Black Ship, A Daisy Dalrymple Mystery by Carola Dunn. This book is read by Lucy Rayner.
1. A last teeth-rattling sneeze escaped Daisy as she stepped out to the front porch. The tall, spare solicitor, locking the door behind them, gave her a worried look. That is, she thought she detected anxiety, though the layer of dust on his pince-nez obscured his expression. Having dusted off his hat, Mr. Irwin carefully settled it on his thinning hair, then took out a large white linen handkerchief to polish the pince-nez.
Oh, dear. I expect I ought to have had cleaners in before I showed you the house.
Being too well brought up to voice her hearty agreement, Daisy said politely, "It wouldn't have been so bad if I hadn't taken the dust sheet off that rocking chair and wafted it about a bit." Glad she'd worn grey gloves, she brushed down her lovet green costume.
"I'm afraid the late Mr. Walsall's staff let things slide. The butler and housekeeper were as aged as he himself, having been with him for a great many years. The unfortunate condition of the interior may deter you from taking up your abode in the house. Perfectly understandable."
"You said the electrical system is quite new."
"It was installed in 1910, I believe. I should not describe 15 years as precisely new. There have been great improvements in such things in the past 15 years.
"New enough. The building itself seems sound. No damp patches in the air."